With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Israeli military says it's recovered the bodies of six hostages taken in Hamas' October 7th terror attack, the start of the Gaza war. The IDF says its forces recovered the bodies in an overnight operation in southern Gaza. Hamas is still believed to be holding around 110 hostages captured in that attack. Israeli authorities estimate around a third are dead. President Biden addresses the Democrat National Convention in Chicago, claiming that he and Vice President Kamala Harris lowered the crime rate.
We made the largest investment, Kamala and I, in public safety ever. And crime will keep coming down.
Former GOP Congressman J.D. Hayworth of Arizona says anyone watching the Democrat National Convention can figure out who's pulling the party's strings.
I think we see so much at this convention that really belies the intent of the leftists, the extreme leftists in charge of the Democratic Party.
Congressman Hayworth spoke with Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans released their initial impeachment inquiry report.
Nearly year-long inquiry by Republicans stopped short of alleging any criminal wrongdoing by the president. Instead, the almost 300-page report out Monday, the opening day of the Democratic National Convention, covers familiar ground, asserting the Biden family traded on its, quote, brand and business ventures in corrupt ways that rises to the Constitution's high bar for impeachment. With Biden no longer running for re-election, next stops are highly uncertain. House Republicans have not had support from their own ranks to actually impeach the president, and removal by the Senate is even further afield. Many Republicans prefer to focus attention on the Democratic Party's presumptive presidential nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, with some probes getting underway. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. A leading medical group questions transgender ideology.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons tells the Manhattan Institute that it does not support sex change operations for children, breaking with virtually the entire American medical community, which has thrown its support beyond virtually every assertion and demand of the transgender community. The ASPS says there's no good evidence suggesting that sex change operations are good for young people in the long run. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
India's prime minister has expressed concern over the unrest that led to a change of government in neighboring Bangladesh and the attacks on Hindus and other minorities there. Religious freedom advocates say the PM's concerns ring hollow, given the fact that persecution of Christians is surging in his own country. Many accuse the Indian government of turning a blind eye to the problem. Since he came to power, persecution of Christians has become a fact of daily life in India. This is SRN News. An ambitious and unusual new health study, correspondent John Scott reports.
Public health experts from some of the nation's leading research universities aim to test the heart and lung function of roughly 4,600 residents of 10 counties and parishes in Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi. They want to know why heart and lung diseases are more prevalent in the rural South than in other parts of the country. But some rural southern counties do better than others. The researchers also want to know what makes those places more resilient. John Scott report.
A Washington, D.C. city council member is arrested on charges that he accepted over $150,000 in bribes to help companies with city contracts. He's been ordered released from custody. Trayon White Sr., a Democrat, was arrested Sunday on a federal bribery charge. More details at srnnews.com.